This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I don't know how to put this, but I'm kind of a big deal. People know me. I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
I woke up this morning in some Japanese family's rec room, and they would not stop screaming.
Loud noises!
Don't touch me. I'll beat your brains out.
Not a game, not a game, not a game.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
It's sports.
All around the clock, sports all the time. That's the concept of the news. Well,
that's never going to work. That's ridiculous.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. It is a Monday. And boy, a lot of things to talk about on this Monday. We'll let you dive into where you think we should begin because we're all over the place. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis and Derek standing over here doing some producing and engineering and making sure that you get on the air. If you want to give us a call at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. The Dent Popper inbox is open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dana Altman, looks like this time it's for real. He's leaving Creighton and is headed to Oregon. The Omaha World Herald reporting that athletic director Bruce Rasmussen is already looking at Greg McDermott, and there's people that saying it might already be a done deal. Iowa State's coach, who hasn't fared as well at Iowa State, and in shocker there, as many people had hoped coming out of Northern Iowa, got that program pointed in the right direction to where Northern Iowa is today, making it to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. So Dana Altman, 3 o'clock, the press conference, Central Time, out in Eugene, will be the new men's basketball coach at Oregon. That is going to be a whole different atmosphere. You just look at the type of team that they have, the type of players they bring in, the areas. It's just going to be a whole – it's not the Midwest anymore. And when Dana thought about going to Arkansas, people thought that was a logical move because still technically in the Midwest, however you want to rate that, South or South Central, whatever. Dana Altman gone. The NFL draft over. 3 Huskers. Apparently that's happened for 41 straight years, no matter how good or bad the Huskers have been. The Huskers are pretty good. Only 3 drafted. Also – couple of free agent signings, Barry Turner to Chicago, Matt O'Hanlon to Carolina. So talk about the draft. Philip Dillard went to New York Giants in the 4th round. 5th round, Larry Asante, who also joined us in the last week. Both of those guys joined us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Asante to the Cleveland Browns. More free agent signings as we have them. We'll pass them along to you. That's going on. Kentucky Derby week. And now the favorite is not going to be in the field. And Escandaria, who I believe I was nailing correctly today, but out, swelling in the left front leg. So this has happened a couple, this back-to-back years. Now the favorite will not run. Last year it was last year it was on the day of the Derby that they got things going and scratched the horse. So that's going on. The NBA playoffs starting to get a little interesting. One of our NBA champions is about ready to go home in the first round. We'll talk about that maybe. The NHL playoffs. I don't know. I actually watch the scores a little more than I used to. There's some game sevens. There's been a couple upsets. So all of that is going on. And if we have time, Mel Kiper has already projected his top 5 at every position for next year's draft. Ugh.
All right. What? Don't you think the guy wants to go to sleep?
But here's the surprising thing. 4 Huskers he has in top 5 of their positions. I'm pretty sure you can't guess who they are for next year's draft. We'll take a look at that. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Great weekend for UNK and Hastings College baseball. Huskers do the same old thing. Daddy, anything I'm missing?
You're kind of all over it, Doug. You know, obviously Colin Cowherd only had one thing to talk about, and that was Tim Tebow for 3 hours this morning. I appreciate that conversation being over at least for an hour.
At least it's not his West Coast bias coming through today talking about Tim Tebow.
There you go. You know, you start about any place you want. I've heard three or four people and getting off the Tim Tebow deal about the draft, and I think for some reason the quarterback picture with Clawson and Colt McCoy falling as far as they did, and everybody thinking now that Jimmy Clawson supposed to be the second great quarterback in this class, apparently, and to talk about how he thinks he can step up and take over for Matt Moore sometime during this season. I went and did a little research. Did you realize that Matt Moore, as far as quarterback ratings, finished 8th overall in the NFL, as far as quarterback rating, with a 95.8 rating, ahead of Tony Romo, ahead of Tom Brady, ahead of Eli Manning, ahead of Donovan McNabb? Everybody's on this Matt Moore thing, thinking Matt Moore's not a good quarterback. I don't know where that's coming from, and everybody thinks that Carolina got one of the steals by getting Jimmy Clawson. I think they've got their quarterback. Hey, Carolina Panthers are just fine at the quarterback position. That's what people are making a big deal out of this morning.
And not just Jimmy Clawson, Tony Pike in the 7th round from Cincinnati.
Now, the way is for those two to battle it out with Matt Moore. You know, Jake Delhomme had a 59.4 quarterback passer rating. That's way down the list. But, yes, Drew Brees, Favre, Rivers, Rodgers, Roethlisberger, Peyton Manning, and Matt Schaub all ahead of him. But next on that list, as far as quarterback rating goes, Matt Moore is right there. I think Jimmy Clawson can sit for a year or two and be just fine there, learn the system, and then if he's NFL ready, come in and do it. I can't believe there's that much talk going on out there. We like, Doug, I think that the Dez Bryant, I think we both like that for our Dallas Cowboys. Did you happen to hear over the weekend what number Dez Bryant will be wearing?
88.
Michael Irvin's number. Could get him right. Oh, Derek's back there making obscene gestures.
Is he going to get to go on the boat and party and all that stuff too?
Don't do it. He's with the family, Derek.
Is he going to indulge in all the great things that Michael Irvin indulged in during his career?
Michael Irvin's on the straight and narrow. Michael Irvin's helping him now. They don't have a White House in Dallas anymore.
Sorry, I just had to hate on Dallas a little bit.
I know.
I'm pissed at Dallas right now. Derek and my boys lost last night. Lost another lead, by the way.
What's going on there? And I didn't think they could advance past this next round because, for some reason, they always choke this time of year.
Yeah, my wife had to remove sharp objects last night, and yeah, they choked. Well, a couple of years ago, they were the number one seed, lost to the 8-seed Golden State Warriors in the first round. A couple of years before that, had a 2-0 lead in the NBA Finals, leading by 13 points in Game 3 and lost to the Heat. So, yeah, it's literally, they're going the way of the Buffalo Bills, and it's not good.
What's going on with the Lakers, though?
Well, Dan Popper inbox, A, why did Colt McCoy drop so far? B, when did the Lakers get so old all of a sudden? And I don't want to hear the cliche mileage on Kobe's legs excuse. Well, they are a little older. And you say what you want. Hunger is hunger. They are the defending champs. They're not as hungry. Oklahoma City's a good team. But that's that series that's just such a joke that the Lakers know they're going to win at home. They know they're going to win that series. They don't really care. They're kind of resting. I mean, Mike and Mike said it this morning. They think Oklahoma City can win their sixth in game six. This could go 7 games. But it's all up to the Lakers whether they want to turn it on or not.
You don't realize until this time of year. Kevin Durant, yeah, people realize how good he was throughout the season because he kept scoring over 25 points and for 39 games out of 42 or whatever it was. But they didn't realize the Westbrook kid could do the things he does, how high tempo they want to play. You know, there's other names that are starting to become up in that next section of NBA star players that people are going to follow. If you're in the Midwest, if the Nuggets now losing, I think that Oklahoma City is going to get a pretty good following.
Well, I just think that the West right now, and the Lakers are still going to be there in the end, unless San Antonio has some magic. I just think San Antonio, Dallas, there's just so much familiarity there. You still got an older team in San Antonio, whether they can go the distance here or not. Utah's going to be an upset. Phoenix and Portland battling back and forth, and if Phoenix is struggling with a Portland team that's not healthy, in the East it's going to be Cleveland. Cleveland so far looks like the best, but heck, we still got 2 months before we find out who's going to be playing in the finals. So that's where you go on the NBA, and it continues this week, and of course more coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. NHL, San Jose, I think, was the big story they advanced on over the weekend after having a bunch of overtime games with Colorado.
Yeah, some other good games as well. Phoenix tying the series up at 3, so it's going to be game 7 there between Phoenix and Detroit. That should be a heck of a game as well. So, yeah, I think it's shaping up really well. Vancouver also getting a big win. So, playoffs shaping up well. But with the NBA playoffs, Doug, I agree with everything you said there.
The USHL has its Clark Cup finals, and amazingly, Omaha is not in them. Fargo just must have their number. It went a full 5, but Green Bay, who won the East and won the regular season, will be taking on Fargo. The best-of-5 series begins Friday at Green Bay. So there they go. Clark Cup finals are all set, Green Bay and Fargo. Derek, I guess a lot of people would consider that a huge upset that Fargo was in there, but Omaha didn't beat them. They were 0-4-1 against them in the regular season, and they went 5 games in the 3-2, and Fargo... Fargo took care of it, and if I'm right, that game 5 was in Omaha, so
yes.
Fargo had to go on the road after blowing game 4 and win the game 5, which they did.
Yeah, it seemed like Fargo had Omaha's number all season. Omaha basically rolled over everybody else, but Fargo found a way to win all those games and not even lose to them, so it should be a good final, though. Green Bay and Fargo, both kind of physical teams, should get after each other. I'm going to go out on a limb and favor Fargo there just because they got by Omaha.
As far as talent goes, Omaha was more talented than Fargo, weren't they, Derek?
Yeah, I'd say Omaha was probably the most skilled and the most experienced team in the league this year. But Fargo, not too far behind them. Fargo, a lot of good playmakers as well.
What are you saying? Are you trying to say something?
No, all I'm saying is...
What are you saying? Are you trying to say something here? Trying to say something?
I'm just trying to say when I talked to Bliss for the short time that I did, after they upset the Tri-City Storm... Oh, maybe I wasn't upset, but after they beat him, and he said, I would take my team and the talent that I have on my team over them. But he said, I don't know what, he said, they seem to find a way to beat us every time, and they have this year.
Our emailer, before we go to the break, also wants to know why Colt McCoy dropped so far. I know you talked to him.
No, I didn't talk to Colt McCoy, the 85th selection overall in the 3rd round.
And what was Mac Brown doing? Did they have him stuffed in the back room the whole time? So as soon as somebody said, we're going to take Colt McCoy, they dusted Mac off, said, put down to Jen, you're going out?
Apparently so.
I mean, some of that was cool, and I hope that was just a 75th type of deal, but some of it was a little weird. I mean, it just kind of didn't matter. If you knew somebody at the draft, they were going to let you introduce a pick, even if it was like in the 6th round. It was really weird. Really weird.
All of a sudden, it's a free fall deal with those quarterbacks. People going after their needs. You hit about 8 teams that there's no way because they've got their quarterback.
Oh, poor Cleveland, Daddy. Oh, we didn't take him in the front. He's in the 2nd. No. Damn, he's still there.
That's kind of one of those things. We're going to have to now.
Rusty and Lamar says, as a Dallas Cowboys fan, Michael Irvin isn't the only great Cowboy to wear number 88. Don't forget a man by the name of Drew Pearson, yes. Maybe after Dez Bryant is used up in Dallas, he can follow the pipeline of the latest, greatest former Dallas wideout to the Buffalo Bills, a.k.a. Terrell Owens. Well, don't hate on Dez.
You were talking about weird things. Doug, you were talking about weird things. I thought weird thing number 1 of the draft was Dez Bryant's reaction to getting drafted. Everyone else showing emotion, some of them crying, hugs all the way around. Dez Bryant looked like he wanted to punch every one of his family members in the face in the first 30 seconds after he got drafted.
I call it I don't know. It's all about me. You see, you know, when guys run down the court in the NBA and thumping their chest, yeah, I made it. I dunked the backup ball. That was all me. I dunked the backup ball. I scored a touchdown. Nobody threw it to me. I went up and caught it by myself and scored a touchdown. All me. Gorilla. That's what it is. You know what I'm talking about. It's all me. It's all me. It's all me. Yep, that's it. It's all you, bro. It's all you. Yep. Uh-huh. Yep.
Derek, you just thought he was just...
I thought it was really weird. Everyone else's smile. The guy didn't smile. I mean, literally, he started flexing, got up, walked around his living room, gritting his teeth. Very, very weird kind of thing. But nonetheless, hey, we'll see.
Yeah. Usually those are the guys Oakland takes. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The managing editor of Thoroughbred Times, the Bible of horse racing, is going to join us, Ed DeRosa. Talk about Kentucky Derby, which is still strange, Daddy, because we sit here right now, we don't know who's in the Kentucky Derby.
Still people trying to get into the Kentucky
Derby. Well, how in the hell is that possible? And I'm going to ask Ed that. Every other major sporting event, you know who's on the pole in the Daytona 500. You know who's playing in the Super Bowl for 2 weeks. You know who's in the NBA Finals. We don't know who's going to the starting gate in the Kentucky Derby. And it's Monday. Weird. A little weird. He's going to join us more on the Dana Altman saga, more on baseball in the area. We'll love to hear from you. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Back after this.
Getting with the harmonies of California's beach music. Blended with the storytelling of Dylan and the Birds. And honed by the musicianship that was the fabric of Southern California music. The Eagles cut a wide swath in rock history. Now, the premier Eagles tribute band, Desperado, is coming to town. Desperado. Classic Hits 98.9 FM presents Desperado at the Viero Event Center Saturday, May 1st. There will be plenty of room to spread out and party or sit back and listen. Buy advance tickets by phone or online at carneyevents.com or in person at the Viero Event Center box office. Log on to kkpr.com. Desperado, May 1st, presented by Classic Hits 98.9 FM.
It's finally here. The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamin supplements is Complete Nutrition. And now it's right here in Kearney, Nebraska. Do you want to lose weight, increase energy, and burn stubborn fat? Complete Nutrition can get you fast results. Do you want to pack on hard muscle, increase strength, and stamina? Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. Do you want the healthiest, most effective organic herbs, vitamins, and healthy aging products? Complete Nutrition has the best products at the best prices. At Complete Nutrition, our focus is getting you the right products you need for the best results. It's time to look your best, feel your best, and complete your life with total health and nutrition for the complete you. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1-FIT. That's 338-1348. Look, feel, perform better.
Complete Nutrition. Spread the word. Now you can build your better breakfast at Subway.
Breakfast, breakfast, yay, breakfast.
And it's made just how you like it.
I like egg whites.
On an English muffin.
Black forest ham. Nothing better.
And American cheese.
Jalapenos and tomatoes.
Subway now has breakfast, like the Western Egg White Muffin Melt. Fresh toasted and made just the way you want, only at Subway.
Subway! Get products may vary, may be available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
Are you stressed out trying to find the best hotel price?
Yes.
Then try Travelocity's new top secret hotels. The easy way to get unpublished discounts of up to 45% off 3- and 4-star hotels without the hassle of bidding.
No bidding?
No bidding.
Well, knock me over.
You got it.
Oh, very funny. Ha! What's it called again?
Travelocity's top secret hotels.
Good luck keeping that a secret.
Travelocity, the best place for hotel deals. Go to Travelocity.com for details and to book your top secret hotel now.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness at times as we head through the day today with an isolated chance for a shower developing. Best chances will stay further off to our northeast. We'll see highs at 54 with a gusty northwest wind at 15 to 25. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday. Oh, don't forget all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show. We fix them up right with a little lunch from Burger King or breakfast. I guess it kind of depends if you're a morning person or not. The beauty about breakfast is It can be like lunch, because Burgers for Breakfast, the full menu is served all day in the two locations at Kearney, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, next to Walmart, with their internet cafe and free Wi-Fi and high-definition television, or 8th Street and 3rd Avenue near Kearney Cinema, the huge indoor playground for the kids. Don't forget Burger King, two locations in Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Favorite one, the Bosselman on Saturday. We're going to talk to Ed DeRosa coming up in about 10 minutes here from Thoroughbred Times about the Kentucky Derby. But Bosselman, maybe it's good that it finally went like it was supposed to for one, went off like a 1-2 favorite.
Well, it was strange because here in Kearney, off and on, we got showers and really actually poured, and would have probably changed the track had that happened in Grand Island. They get a fast track. Steve Anderson told us, on a fast track, this is the best horse. Should if he can handle the 5/8 track, be able to win this race just with talent alone, and they fly a rider in from Chicago to ride the horse. Okay, something's going on there. They think they get the best horse. They get a paycheck out of the deal. Got the best horse. Now, you get a muddy track, all sorts of scenarios change. That didn't happen. Got the fast track. Best horse wins the race, and best horse wins the Gus Fawner handicap. Goes home with 60%, $75,000. Nice.
Not bad for a little run around a track for a couple minutes worth of work that was probably, you know, worked on for years and years and years.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right, Douglas. I think when we get, I think there's a lot of angles you can take on this Kentucky Derby, from the local flair, Whitey Richardson, the owner or part owner of Mission Implausible, moves up into one of the favorite roles after Escondrea drops out of the race. That was yesterday's news. Todd Pletcher, 0-24, 0-22 in Kentucky Derby starts. Still going to have four horses going in the Derby.
That's about half of how many?
He lost about four head in the Argus Derby alone.
Really?
When he this was an off-air argument.
Anyway. He is dropping that filly in, though.
Yeah, we start to see more horses horses that I don't know. I'd either like the 20 head or not. It's all a draw then. If you get stuck in the outside gate, it's really not fair if you're one of the favorites. I hate that part of the Derby. I hate that part of the Derby, Doug.
Well, I guess that's the way it is. It's good if you have that horse at the window, though.
Yeah, it's real good if you can select that one out of the...
Now, Mel Kiper Jr., because we're going to talk more about the Derby in a little bit, but I did want to get to this. Mel Kiper Jr., when the big board set, like a couple of weeks beforehand, you know they got some downtime, so they're looking ahead towards 2011 already. And, obviously a few things change, Mel says, but some of the top sophomores in the nation also will move in. But right now, he's going with the top five at each position going into next year. Jake Locker, who a lot of people thought would have been the number one pick in this year's draft but went back to Washington, is his number one quarterback. Ryan Mallett of Arkansas, Case Keenum of Houston, Christian Ponder from Florida State, and number five, Gerard Johnson of Texas A&M on his quarterback big board right now.
Well, a lot of people the first time he really came onto the scene was Texas this year.
Four Huskers are on this breakdown. Running backs, Daniel Thomas out of Kansas State, number one running back for next year's draft, according to Mel Kiper. And again, it'd be interesting, I have not seen it, at least, where he put them all together, who would be number one, two, so and far. He just broke it down by position. Noel Devine, number two.
West Virginia.
DeMarco Murray, Oklahoma, number three. Roy Helu Jr., Nebraska, number four. Evan Royster, Penn State, number five. It looks like the Big 12 is going to be a rushing league. Three of the top four running backs right now for next year's board out of the Big 12. Thomas, Murray, Roy Helu. And I pose the question to you, Daddy, because I back Roy Helu, but every other Husker fan out there, Rex Burkhead!
Roy's done nothing but do what everybody's asked of him down there and done it the right way. So I think if you're splitting carries, certainly going to help the durability on your body, certainly going to help you get to that next level.
other positions to just kind of take a look at here.
Well, Niles Paul's got to be one of them, right?
They've got the fullbacks up there. I don't think anybody really cares on that. Wide receiver, Niles Paul, is number five. Tolliver of LSU, Benz of Cincinnati, Hankerson of Miami, Vincent Brown, that must be San Diego State, I believe, and then Niles Paul. So I will tell you this, no over-the-top, not a lot of really huge big-time wide receivers that you're familiar with, that you really know the names of.
It's not like a Lima Swede year or when Maurice Purify and those guys came through.
Tight ends, nobody from the Big 12. Offensive tackles, nobody from the Big 12. They actually have that Costanzo kid from Boston College in the number one spot. I've got another
Nebraska one that I think you're hiding from me. Alexa Henry?
Yeah, he's going to be on there. Offensive guard, nobody from the Big 12. Centers, Missouri's Tim Barnes is on there at the number four spot. And the Baxter kid from Arizona who we played. Defensive ends, nobody from the Big 12. Defensive tackles, nobody from the Big 12 in the top five. Inside linebackers, nobody from the Big 12. Outside linebackers, Von Miller of A&M is number two behind Bruce Carter of North Carolina. Again, this is on Mel Kiper's big board for next year. Corners, there's Prince Amakamura. He is third at the corner position. Dowling from Virginia, Curtis Brown from Texas, Amakamura, then Rashad Carmichael, who Nebraska played against from Virginia Tech. There's a ton of Ohio State kids on here, by the way. A ton of Ohio State kids. I haven't counted them up, but I seem to have seen a lot of North Carolina and Ohio State kids on here. And Alex Henry, number two kicker behind Kai Forbath from UCLA. So Henry, number two in kicking for next year, and the Baylor punter is on there, and that rounds out kind of all the positions. You know, it's so far out ahead, but it's always interesting to take that first look, at the teams as they get ready for next year and who might be good.
Yeah, I think obviously you're looking at seniors and you don't know the juniors coming out yet, but that's obviously look at the senior class for next year. And I think if you're going to throw some juniors in there, probably mixes things up a little bit. But right now we're going to switch our attention to a little bit of horse racing. We're going to talk to the managing editor of Thoroughbred Times and Ed DeRosa. Ed, thanks so much for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, and welcome to our show.
Oh, my pleasure. Glad to talk Derby with you guys.
Well, it's great to have you on, Ed, and I'm going to go with the first question, the first thing we talked about, because we're going to have somebody on almost every day this week to talk about the Derby, and we still don't know a lot about the Derby. We'll get to the scratch over the weekend of the favorite, but every other big event, if you want to call it the Super Bowl of horse racing or whatever, every other big event, you know who's in it by now, and although we know a lot of the horses that are in it, explain to the folks how this works and when the field is finally absolutely positively set before you make the draw.
In a year like this year where there's more than 20 horses who want to get in the race, the field won't be set until they actually make that draw, which is noon on Wednesday. Even today there were a couple horses in, a couple horses out. So, you know, even up, we're coming up on 48 hours before the draw, it's still in flux.
Is that good? Because that way you get the full field and you get the right horses in there in case something happens in the next couple of days? Or is that bad because you can't build up a little hype for a little bit more extended period of time since every year you've got somebody new to learn about?
Sure. Yeah, I think it works both ways. I think from a casual fan standpoint and covering sort of the TV business for Thoroughbred Times and how it relates to racing, the NBC and ABCs and ESPNs of the world definitely like to zero in on a star. So from that perspective, losing a horse like Escondrea a week before the race, I would say hurts, because that's, of all the horses, he might be one of only two people had heard of going into the race. On the other hand, there is gambling on horse racing, and the ability of Churchill Downs to insure 20 horses in the race, even as some horses drop out a week before, really helps the handle. With 20 horses, you're going to get people betting more combinations, and that money funds purses the rest of the year. So there's a good and bad element to it.
Obviously, with Escondrea dropping out over the weekend, new favorites will be made. Who is that new favorite right now?
I think looking at Lucky from the barn of Bob Baffert is going to be the favorite for this year's Derby now that Escondrea is out. He was the champion two-year-old last year. He won a race on dirt this year, finished third in his last race, but had a lot of trouble. It's just a very talented colt who actually figures to come from off the pace, and a lot of people are talking about all the speed in this year's Derby, meaning a lot of horses are going to be on the front early in the race. So a lot of things are setting up for looking at Lucky, especially with the scratch of Escondaria.
Ed, we've got a local flair here. One of the people in Grand Island happens to have a part of a Mission Impossible. Where do you see him fitting into this mix on Saturday?
He definitely fits. The Louisiana Derby race he ran was very strong, tracking a good pace by a horse called the Little Warm, who's not in the Derby, but is a very talented colt. And he beat Discreetly Mine, who won a race at Fairgrounds early on the year. So Mission Impossible definitely stacks up against these. And I've actually heard a lot of people say he's going to be their pick, if not to win, to at least hit the board and include him in exactas and trifectas. So there's definitely a lot of love for Mission Impossible out there.
Talking with Ed DeRosa, the managing editor of Thoroughbred Times here on the Doug and Daddy Show, as we have the Kentucky Derby 136th running coming up this Saturday at Churchill Downs. We are getting to the point, Ed, where we find so much lately, and Big Brown's was finally a favorite that comes in and takes care of it. But mind that bird, 50-1, just Giacomo, 50-1. So many of these long, long shots in a 20-horse field seem to be winning, and it kind of hurts that there's never going to be a Triple Crown winner if that happens, because nobody expects these horses not only to win the Derby but to win three in a row. And it doesn't sound like now with the favorite being scratched out, we're going to have a chance at a crown winner again this year. Your thoughts on that?
To be honest, I actually think looking at Lucky, to me, he was my pick even before Escondaria scratched, so he's even more my pick now because his chief rival's out of the race. But I think he's a horse who, if he gets clean trips, which is a big if when you're talking about 20 horses and 14 horses, but he can get the distance. He can get a mile and a half in the Belmont, or at least I think he can. Bob Baffert seems very confident this weekend. I was at Churchill Downs and had the fortunate opportunity to talk to him a couple times. The barn seems confident, and from what I've seen on the track, the horse is taking to Churchill Downs. So if any horse can do it this year, I think if looking at Lucky wins the Derby, we might have our best chance at a Triple Crown since Smarty Jones went for it in 04.
A lot of stories, or at least a few stories in some research here, are starting to mention the horse Jackson Bend, which is on the outside looking in, last I checked. If this horse gets in, where does that figure? A lot of people seem to like this Zito horse.
Yeah, and actually just this morning, Todd Pletcher said that Rule will not run in the Kentucky Derby, and that opened up a spot for Jackson Bend. So barring any very late addition higher up on the earnings list, which is pretty improbable at this point, Jackson Bend will run. The main knock on him from some of my colleagues is his breeding. He's by a Florida stallion called named Hear No Evil, which isn't really known for producing mile and a quarter horses. But Nick Zito is very high on Jackson Bend, and I actually like him a little more than my colleagues too. So if he ends up around 20-1, he's definitely a horse you could, you know, take a shot at if you're feeling a long shot this year.
Ed, what is Todd Pletcher? Obviously, 0-24 in this race. Obviously, the monkey is still on his back until he wins this one. What's been his demeanor since this weekend when he had to announce that the favorite was not going to run?
Disappointed, but professional. I mean, he took the time to meet with the media, and he actually answered all questions. It wasn't a rush job where he made a statement and then, you know, whisked back to his barn. But, you know, definitely disappointed, definitely not an announcement a trainer wants to make with the favorite for the Kentucky Derby, especially given his background of never having won it with 24 starters. It's sort of the cliche thing to say that this was his best chance, but it really was. This horse is definitely very talented and would have had a great shot to win the Kentucky Derby. So that certainly adds to the disappointment, but he'll still have five other horses in the gate, including a filly. A lot of people thought they should have ran Rachel Alexandra in the Derby last year, and Todd Pletcher is going to take a shot this year with Devil May Care.
Ed DeRosa joins us for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show with our preview of the Kentucky Derby, which we'll talk more about as the week progresses. Daddy's kind of been on this Todd Pletcher thing here, Ed, the last couple of weeks on the show when he could have had 8, possibly 9 horses. Now that's whittled in half. Does pressure start to mount? Can you tell that at all from him?
He's definitely sort of a cucumber kind of guy, very cool, very even tempered, not the kind of guy you'd probably want to play poker with. He keeps things close to the vest, but covering this race as long as I have and actually being there, you know, guys do tell you that it's a pressure situation. Owners want to win the race. This is the reason people are in the game. They invest tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, even millions of dollars with this one singular goal in mind. There's a lot of races people want to win, but none more than the Derby. So given all that, I think it's natural that the pressure is there. But, they're professionals, guys like Pletcher and Baffert and Lucas. They've been there before, and they know how to deal with owners, and they know how to deal with the media. And that's what makes part of the week so much fun is, they're talking to everyone, they're talking daily, and there's a lot of, rumors and innuendo, but sorting it all out and finding the winner is what makes it a great experience.
Ed, when does the party start this week?
Well, for Louisville, I would say it started a week ago. They do something called Thunder Over Louisville. They get about $200,000 for a fireworks show on the Ohio River. That's sort of the official kickoff to the Derby Festival. But from a 24-hour, everyone excited, everyone in town standpoint, I'd say Thursday night is when the city really comes to life.
Well, Ed, we'll be asking all our experts on the show this week, and I know it's since we don't have the post draw out, it's a little tougher, but you've touched on them a little bit. Do you got a try for us for the Derby?
Well, I definitely am going to be playing looking at Lucky on Top. He's my key pick of the day, so I'm thinking he'll win the race. After that, I spread pretty thin. I think a lot of different horses have a chance to contend, but my top three I think are going to be Looking at Lucky, Awesome Ack, who won the Gotham Stakes at Aqueduct in New York, is going to be in my try. And Kenny McPeak said he's for sure running Noble's Promise, who has finished second to Looking at Lucky twice already during his career, and I think he might finish second to him again on Saturday. So I'll go Looking at Lucky, Awesome Ack, and Noble's Promise.
Day before the Oaks, so do you have a horse there, Ed?
Well, Devil May Care, who's running in the Derby, would have been my overwhelming Oaks pick if she had run. I think she's a great horse, but she's in the Derby, so she can't be my Oaks pick. There's a horse called Champagne Doro. If she runs, I think she has a big shot. She's by Medallia Doro, who, of course, is the sire of Rachel Alexandra, who won last year's Oaks by 20 lengths. So that would probably be my pick, and I think it might be a price, 10 or 15 to 1.
You know, it's interesting enough for horse race fans, Rachel Alexander, they're going to get to see her there.
Yeah, she's running on Friday, so sort of a homecoming party for her. She lost her first race this year, so hopefully being back at home at Churchill will get her back on the right path, and we'll see her face Zenyatta later this year.
Well, Ed, best of luck with the Kentucky Derby. Thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hopefully we can catch up with you again soon.
Sounds good. Anytime, guys. My pleasure. Enjoy the race.
All right. Always will. At Fauner Park, that's where we're going to be enjoying it. And we're going to have some folks that, get to the Derby and talk about that. But Ed DeRosa, managing editor, Thoroughbred Times. So throw Looking at Lucky out. But, again, the draw Wednesday. Wednesday, right as the show was going on, and so we'll have more. Jeff Apel's going to join us later in the week. Chris Katulak going to join us. Steve Anderson, of course, track announcer at Fauner for his perennial three losers. Actually, was it 2 years ago he nailed it?
Yes, I
believe. It might have been Big Brown. I don't remember for sure, but that's the key. Most of the handicappers and pros are going to pick the favorite or one of the two favorites. I always like to find out who they think is going to do something if the race gets a little quirky, like it always seems to do. We need to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got more as Greg McDermott has said something, the Iowa State coach, about the Creighton job right after this.
Feeling lucky? At Plum Creek Motors, good luck is on the house because everyone's a winner. Go to PlumCreekDeals.com and find your opportunity to win a new Chevy Aveo 5. No tricks, no gimmicks. Some lucky person can win a new Chevy Aveo 5 this month. Bring your spin and win number to Plum Creek Motors. If it matches, you win. And everyone's a winner just for completing the online instructions.
you'll get $100 worth of free e-Outlet Stores gift cards. Good toward brand name electronics, cookware, and more. Plus, get an additional $1,000 savings voucher towards your next purchase. Keep all the approved rebates and incentives. Go to PlumCreekDeals.com and spin to win a new Chevy Aveo 5. And remember, everyone wins $100 worth of free e-Outlet Stores gift cards, along with an additional $1,000 savings voucher, good towards your next new or pre-owned purchase. At PlumCreekDeals.com, one spin and you win.
Savings off MSRP. See dealer for complete details.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call Dynagro at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness at times as we head through the day today with a nice sort of chance for a shower developing. Best chances will stay further off to our northeast. We'll see highs of 54 with a gusty northwest wind at 15 to 25. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now, 46.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to hear from you on the program today. Oregon is going to introduce Dana Altman as their new men's basketball coach, and Iowa State coach Greg McDermott not commenting on media reports that he's been offered the coaching job at Creighton. Multiple outlets are reporting that McDermott was offered the job. McDermott declined an interview when he was approached today on the Iowa State campus by an Associated Press reporter. Creighton Athletic Director Bruce Rasmussen not returning messages seeking comment. Of course, McDermott led Northern Iowa to the NCAA tournament three straight years before heading to Iowa State. The interesting thing is, according to all the reports they can find, Altman is making over $1.1 million, which, by the way, is more than Doc Sadler is making. It's also more than McDermott's making. And I'm not, don't fire him. Well, he's better than Doc Sadler. That's not what I mean. It's Big 12 versus Missouri Valley. One of the top, he is the top paid coach in the Mo Valley and one of the top paid mid-major coaches. I mean, the kid from Butler was making $375 this year, yes. Which again, the kid, 33. Altman's been around. He's earned his keep. But Altman gone. So basically with McDermott making $925,000, I'm guessing Creighton can match that. People kind of thought maybe he would be fired at Iowa State this year. He's at least going to start next year. Maybe it's just a good way to get out. Get out.
I was just going to say, don't you think that McDermott was so comfortable and did so many good things in Northern Iowa, you're thinking, okay, I'm ready to take that leap. you get in a year and a half and going, uh-oh, maybe I wasn't ready to tape that. This is a different animal I'm tangling with. I want out of here. Get me back to where I'm comfortable and can do a good job.
Altman, by the way, reportedly will make somewhere about $2 million a year at Oregon. Daddy, I still think it's weird. I still think it's weird. I mean, they were talking Tom Izzo 3 weeks ago.
Of course, you got Nike and all that goes with it.
Exactly.
Dana
Altman.
Doesn't seem to fit into that superstar.
Like Dan, this isn't 3 years ago when he was red hot. This isn't. So hopefully all goes well for him, but wow.
Friday night, Douglas. Friday night, if you're not doing anything, I got an invite for you. How about the Kearney Legion Baseball Barbecue Raffle and Auction? Sponsored by Broadfoot Sand and Gravel. It goes on every year at this time. They get ready to head into the Legion season. Maybe you weren't planning on going. Maybe you didn't know about it till now. How about we give you an opportunity right now, 1-888-455-3776. Why don't we give you an opportunity to win some tickets? Let's go just two. We'll give away two packs of two tickets apiece. Let's do that. 1-888-455-3776. We've got your Kearney Legion Baseball Barbecue Raffle and Auction tickets going on this Friday night at Broadfoot Sand and Gravel.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN. Let's give away a pair of pairs.
A pair of pairs.
There you go. We'll take a break back after this.
Mike and Mike here with some big news out of the Gatorade Sports Science Institute. The release of G-Series Pro, the elite series of products only available in pro locker rooms until now.
To celebrate the release of G-Series Pro, Gatorade is inviting you to come out for signing day. Come out to any GNC on May 1st and get exclusive access to the Gatorade Pro Training System, a new online training system for elite athletes.
Find out what else Gatorade has in store for signing day at Gatorade.com/pro. Go to any GNC on May 1st for G-Series Pro signing day. That's G.
Americans never quit, never give up. We believe the best is yet to come, if we strive for it. So LegalZoom has declared April Do-Over Month. Whether it's a business do-over with a new incorporation or LLC, or a personal do-over, like updating your will or trust, uncontested divorce, even bankruptcy help. For common legal documents and forms, think LegalZoom. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but provides self-help services at your specific direction. And save even more when you enter ESPN in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone, regardless of their age or ability, has an oops once in a while. You might take a cheap shot in the back during district finals or have a knee or back blowing bad dunk in the backyard. It's your job to explain it to your friends. It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back into the game of life. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy to rehab you back.
O'Malley's has always been the spot for a good time.
Wow, that's a great bar!
Every Monday through Friday from 3:30 to 7 o'clock, it's happy hour at O'Malley's.
Wow, that's a great bar!
During happy hour, you can buy Coors Light and Miller Lite bottles for only $2, and pitchers are only $5.
Wow, that's a great bar!
So head to O'Malley's for happy hour this week on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center.
Wow, that's a great bar!
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness at times as we head through the day today with a nice sort of chance for a shower developing. Best chances will stay further off to our northeast. We'll see highs at 54 with a gusty northwest wind at 15 to 25. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
Meg and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our Bull or No Bull question for the next 24 hours. Dana Altman to Oregon. Good or not good? Bull or no bull? Brought to you by Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island. Are you spending your whole day off mowing the lawn? Don't do it. Take a look at Toro's Time Cutter Z4200 Zero Turn Mower. Cut your mowing time in half with this easy-to-maneuver Zero Turn Rider because the summer too short to spend it all cutting grass. Although some people like to do that. There's nothing wrong with that. You can enjoy it. Then you can clean the mower up, put it away, bring it out another couple, 3 days, do it again, whatever you like. Ace Hardware and Garden Center, Kearney or Grand Island, email us. Dana Altman to Oregon. Good idea, bad idea, bull or no bull. 888-455-3776, the number, and, of course, email Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
My personal opinion, Doug, is if you're going to go to Oregon, it's one of those jobs that the spotlight is going to be on you. I'm not sure Dana Altman is that guy that wants the spotlight on him. I think he likes to go out for dinner with his wife in Omaha and just, hi, how are you? That's as much as, hey, stop and shake a hand, not be mobbed by people. I don't see him liking that job, but that's just me.
Let's get a couple other things before we get out of here today. The annual Central Nebraska Track Championships are going to have to go through some wind today, but it's always sponsored by the Grand Island Independent. That newspaper's coverage area, the best times, best distances of the year, they'll have that going on this afternoon and into the early evening going on over in Grand Island with the Central Nebraska Track Championships. Daddy, Nebraska baseball 1-2 again this weekend.
He had a 1-1 tie in the fifth yesterday with a chance to win the series. It's just a mental deal now, and I was just starting to shake my head. It looks like they're going to miss the tournament again for the second year in a row.
Huskers play at Iowa tomorrow. They have got a 6 o'clock go time for that game tomorrow night. Huskers at Iowa, and then Texas A&M at home this week.
Yeah, of course, Rob Childress comes back, which you see them, what they're doing, the noise they're making in the Big 12. Leaves you shaking your head, and a lot of people, Mike Anderson in the hot seat, starts to hear more talk about it, which you don't like to hear it at all.
UNK, amazing. They swept Colorado State Pueblo. Don't know that anybody saw this coming. Fought through the rain. They won all three games. They have a 2.5-game lead with 3 to go, and Regis comes in this weekend. Blake Cover, now the all-time hits leader at UNK. That's pretty good. That's pretty good right there.
You know, get off to a better start the season, I think, really set the tone. You know, they'd fallen so far behind the eight ball in previous years. They've always been playing good ball this time of year under Damon Day. We'll see if Damon can keep it going. And great job, guys. Congratulations. You got a stranglehold on this deal.
And what got into the Hastings baseball team this weekend? They took care of all their business, including sweeping the conference leader yesterday, Mount Marty, 7-4 and 5-2. Huh? They got Doan and Concordia left for conference games. So
good work, Coach Bovey and boys.
I'll tell you what, that's so unexpected and so good for the Broncos. Softball, Hastings split yesterday. They have 4 doubleheaders to play this week, some of them being made up. UNK, kind of what we thought. They went to Metro. Metro won all 4 games. Metro's like 36-3 now. And the Lopers will be hosting Colorado Springs this weekend, needing some wins. The Nebraska volleyball team completed the spring season. They won all 5 sets. They played 5 sets up in Minnesota. They won them all. UNK women's tennis team, they win the conference for the 3rd straight year. Remember last year they made it to the Sweet 16 of the NCAAs, which is just mind-boggling, and they've got a chance to do it again. Kristen Messbarger right here from Kearney, the player of the year. Coach Jake Salisbury, the coach of the year.
Is she just a freshman?
No, she's the senior. Her sister Nicola is
okay,
the sophomore.
Okay.
UNK's Devin Kassler from?
Or.
That's right. He's going to the NCAA regionals in Palm Desert, California. Unfortunately, he doesn't get to take his team with him. They just missed out qualifying as a team for the regionals. And there was a team or two in there that maybe they'd beat up on a couple times this year.
Yeah, it sounds like the last team that supposedly was in, that they'd beat twice and tied once and kind of leave you scratching your head. But nonetheless, they are sitting at home and pretty sick about it because feel that they were good enough to be in that mix and to have a chance to play another golf tournament.
The Big 12 men's and women's golf tournaments were over the weekend. J.C. Stevenson's career winding down. She finished in a tie for 15th for the Huskers and Grant, the Grand Island native. Nebraska finished 8th as a team. The Nebraska men tied for 7th, led by Andrew Wyatt. Brandon Crick shot 9 over for 4 rounds. The winner, as a team, Oklahoma State, shoots under par as a team. Chris Ward of Texas Tech, 9 under par, 279 to win the tournament by 2 strokes. So there you have it. There you have it. How about Dane Toby of the Lopers? He wins the shot put
at
the prestigious Drake Relays.
That's incredible. Big people from all over were there. Division I schools from all over that were there. That's one of the biggest meets of the year. Congratulations to him.
We have got a lot more coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show this week. As we continue to preview the Kentucky Derby, we keep an eye on the official announcement that Dana Altman is the new coach at Oregon, and we look at see who Creighton gets. Be interested if Greg McDermott just, it seems if that's what they want, they're going to offer him the money, he'll be there. So, familiar with the Missouri Valley Conference. Also, we'll have a little NBA flavor. Folks may remember Jake Wozniakowski from NTV days. He works down in Oklahoma City now at KSBI. He's going to join us. He does the Oklahoma City Thunder weekly NBA show. So, he, as an analyst, is going to join us on the show tomorrow to talk about that. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Rob Childers of Texas A&M. Daryl Morris, local football coach. A lot more with the Kentucky Derby, a lot more sports as the week progresses.
Yeah, looking forward to that, especially all the Derby talk the rest of the week. If you've got a question that you've got out there about the Derby for any of our guests, shoot us an email, give us a call in the next couple of days. We'll sure relay that on and get an answer for you.
Again, thanks to Ed DeRosa from Thoroughbred Times for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.